and then they change them over and fertilize and plow out the fields and all. And that's usually called an animal pass or a cow pass or whatever.
Oh, that's interesting. So the cows can move on to greener pastures.
Yeah, they move on to greener pastures and get ready to come back later on.
Yeah, to be slaughtered.
Okay.
What would you call something along the side of the street for people to walk on?
Sidewalks.
Okay. What would you call them, the strip of black grass that runs between the sidewalk and the street and the town? If anything.
I guess I know what you're talking about, but I don't know what I've got.
Ever called a banquet?
No.
A berm, a parkway,
a
tree lawn, a parking strip, a tree belt, a tree row, a terrace, or a tree bank?
I could see it accommodating all those things, like flowers and trees and, you know, grass and all, but a name for it, I don't have one.
It's not important to us in our culture, so we're not for it. What might a bad boy throw at a dog? You might say
he threw a rock.
Uh-huh. What would he throw there? Or a... Or the one... what would you call it? That big granite object?
Stone.
Okay. You would say he blanked a stone at the dog.
He threw a stone or he...
If you go to somebody's house and he is not there, they say, "No, he is not
here
or
at home."
Right. Okay. Ever called it two home or anything?
I haven't, but I guess people do.
Yeah. What if the man wasn't there, but the wife was, and the kid was outside playing, and she was not that she was inside the house. You would say, "She's blank the house." Locational.
She's
preposition.
She's in the house.
Oh, fine. Talking about putting milk in the coffee, some people like it blank milk and others like it blank milk.
Oh. Cream?
Oh, no, this is a preposition.
Oh.
Designating the presence or absence of something. Two
read,
opposite presence.
Read it again.
Okay. Some people like it blank milk, and some people like it blank milk. Speaking of porridge, some people like it blank heat, or blank heat. Some people like it blank heat. Two opposing prepositions.
Some like it too hot, some like it too cold.
What about a preposition which would designate whether something was present or absent? Accompaniment, kind of. I go, let's see, if you and I go together, then I could say, "I go blank you."
With you.
Okay, but if one of us goes along, then if I go along, then I say, "I go blank you."
Along.
Or blank you.
Beside of you.
Opposite of with.
Behind?
No.
With?
With or?
Without.
Fine. Okay. Let's see. What are some of your designations for black coffee? Do you have any names for it?
Plain coffee.
Plain.
I call it black coffee. I want my coffee black.
Okay. No terms like Java in the raw or anything like that?
No, I've never heard of that.
Never mind, it's not in here, I just made it up. Okay.
All right. No way.
If someone is not going away from you, you say is coming straight blank you.
Toward.
Fine.
Toward.
Yeah, toward. If you saw someone you've not seen for quite a while, you might say, "This morning I ran blank him."
Into?
No.
Upon?
Yeah, or I just happened
to... I have heard people say that, though. Ran into somebody this morning. Didn't you?
Yeah, sure I have.
Surely you have.
Yeah.